B-Pod Studios.
Opinionated.
I do like crushed haddock.
And passionate.
I took a piece of haddock one time and I ran over with a tire.
More headlines in 30 minutes.
Like a haddock pancake.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jason Tatum, appropriately enough, dribbles across half court with 10 seconds to go. The Celtics have made magic throughout the course of the year. Of that, there was no doubt. But could they do it in the playoffs? Could they do it on the road? Could they do it against the world champion? And on a signature night in the Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown era, Al Horford rises to the occasion with the game of his life. And the Boston Celtics have come from behind to even the Eastern Conference semifinals at two games apiece. The final score, Boston 116, Milwaukee 108.
So they got another chance. 10:04, let's call it, Tuesday morning. Tuesday, May 10th.
Round it up.
The year of our Lord, 2022. Zolak, Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle, Leroy Irvin.
Yeah.
Today.
Sir, what's up?
Leroy, what's up, man?
I'm happy to be here. Feels good, man.
I love the fact that...
Wait a second. You've been up since what, 4 a.m.?
Listen, I get up every morning at 3:30. I stare at the ceiling for about a half an hour, contemplating, you know, what am I doing?
What am I doing with my...
What am I doing?
I do it every day, all day.
Right? Yeah. And then I get up, and yeah, I'm here by 5:30. I should probably be here early. I might get in trouble for saying that, but it is what it is.
No, but do you hit traffic like on the way in, like Fred does?
No. I'm a train guy. I get on the T.
So for everyone who doesn't know, who hasn't heard Leroy on the weekends, he does a lot of shows. You know, Joe Murray. I think you and I worked together once.
I think so.
At some point, like maybe a couple years ago.
Really? We did in July. We did a show in July. I thought a couple years ago. Didn't I, Tom? Leroy? I think I did.
No. You have never worked. I have worked with
you. Oh, that, you know what? I watched you.
Okay. However, I do have a story about you that I can tell later.
Oh good. I love it already.
I love the fact Leroy's in and he's a producer because he turned around and laughed at T-Bone for having that little blip over the air on the computer. When the computer
that's not my fault.
That doesn't happen down 96.9.
Yes,
it does.
I'm sorry Tyler's not producing today because you would be turning around every 15 seconds. You would have whiplash.
Just put your chair this way.
Yeah, just turn around. So Leroy produces the morning show on 96.9 and is also a host here on the Sports Hub for those who have not heard Leroy before. So now we know who everybody is. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I thought about apologizing to start today, right? Because of my previous comments about Al Horford, okay? Uh-huh. And I realized I didn't need to make an apology. It's actually a bit of a victory lap. Because when Al Horford first got here, and I would see or not see the value in his max contract that he got the first time around. And when they brought him in and he was out there giving us 16 points a night, 7 rebounds, 5 assists... Like, I don't get it.
But people talking about the bounce passes, the little things.
And people, Jackie McMullen, great example. I respect the hell out of Jackie. She knows, she's forgotten more about basketball than I'll ever know. The genius of Al Horford, you don't see it, you know? If you don't see what Al Horford brings to this team, then you just don't understand. Like, okay, I don't understand because I don't see it. Last night, that's not what I want every night. That's not what I need every night. But do you see what he's capable of?
Al at the University of Florida last night.
Al Horford, when he was here 5 years ago, he couldn't have taken over a game every once in a while. You don't see what he's doing out there with his, averaging 17.3 and 8 boards. I'm like, okay, 8 rebounds is nice. 17 is nice. It sounds like a great bench player, you know?
Yep.
But not a max contract, free agent, huge super signing that's going to draw other people. You're that I never got. I never got it. Last night, I look at it and say, see what he could have done at least every once in a while back in the day?
That's not fair. That's really not fair.
Why not?
Because, 30 and what do you have, 8 rebounds last night?
Yeah.
That's great. Beautiful numbers, whatever. You're discounting what this man means to the team as far as leadership, and he's playing his role. His role isn't to score 30-something points a night. You got Tatum and Brown for that. He just stepped up when he needed to.
Well, you got it eventually from Tatum last night,
right.
But you didn't have it in game three, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You had 10 points, and I think he had...
Tatum wasn't great last night.
I think he had one rebound in game three to go along with two assists. And let me tell you something. Tatum last night, he poured it on at the end.
Deadly when it mattered.
Once it was established that they were in this game, I don't know that Tatum is the guy that can bring you back and take things over. And a lot of it is defense. They're swarming Tatum. They're paying more attention to him. I get all that, Leroy. That part of the game I can actually see. Mm-hmm. You know, Horford being left alone, he's going to go cold at some point. He never went cold. He established himself. He dominated. And, oh, by the way, was playing defense against Giannis for most of the night.
Right.
Unbelievable performance. I just wish I would have seen a little bit more of it a few years ago.
It's not going to happen.
That's all.
Like we said the other day, like Tatum isn't going to have the type of game that he had, you know, in that first game out there in Milwaukee, the way he did the other day. And he bounced back more last night. But I'm with you. Like he was frustrating to watch throughout a good chunk of that game.
Yeah.
But the final three takes that he had, the 1-3 was sniper. That was, you know, he's feeling it there. He's flexing over heel, all that stuff. But you want him to do it earlier in that game.
Right.
But this is where the Celtics have the advantage over this team. They have a one-man wrecking crew in Giannis. There's no doubt about it. He's tough to stop. We could sit here and we're going to talk about it for 4 hours. You know, what are they going to do? You can bitch about the refs all you want. I'm so tired of the Celtics complaining after every damn offensive series. The refs suck. They suck in every sport. They suck in baseball. They suck in football. And I know people are getting after me. Yeah, you bitch. Yeah, because they suck in football. And I go nuts about it. I don't think it helps you. Because
right.
I think these guys get more irritated. NBA refs think they are the game.
Right. And to me,
more so than NFL refs. Like, you got one guy like Ed Hockley. You're like, okay, it's my show. But the more and more you bitch, guys like Grant Williams, guys like Tice, that's what wears on you.
Right.
Like those ancillary pieces. Not your stars. Tatum's going to try and work the refs. We could sit here and bitch about the refs all you want. But the Celtics have the other pieces. Like, Tatum is your star. Giannis is their star.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the second, third, fourth best players, you know, over there? Is it, you know, do we have to sit and wait? And is it really Middleton, who's out pretty much for the series? Mm-hmm. Maybe he's going to come back here in a game or two. But, you know, you get a night from Brown. You get a night like last night from Al. That's where they have the huge advantage. Marcus Smart. Your secondary, third, fourth, fifth players are much better than what Milwaukee's are.
Yeah, I like everything you said. If you listen to what you're saying, it's like, yo, you're basically saying the Celtics have maturity issues, and I think we all would agree with that.
That's
to
why
some
Al's
degree.
So important.
This is why, again, Al Horford is so important. I don't care so much about the 30 points and the 8 rebounds. That's great. It's maturity. Last night, you know what happened if Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were paying close attention? Al Horford showed you how to play grown man basketball when you are tired, when you don't have anything left in the tank. And Brown and Tatum need to be the guys that do that, that show up, that are falling out on the ground after making a shot, giving it their all. My hope is that those two young guys, and I do agree, they might have some maturity issues. I hope they looked at Al Horford's performance and said, oh, my God, that's what leadership's about. A 35-year-old man on this team who's not being asked to lead the team as far as points and as far as just his performance. But if he can give this.
Yeah.
And we're young. We should do this night in and night out.
Leroy, I agree with you. It's a great lead by example night for Al Horford.
Mm-hmm.
It is also indicative of what this series is going to end up being, because no lead is safe.
Yep.
We people were actually a little concerned about the game two win the Celtics got because the Bucks made a run in the third quarter. I'm like, come on. How many NBA games have you watched?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody makes a run. But now we've seen it two games in a row in Milwaukee where the Celtics had no business being in that game. If the Bucks are that good and Giannis can, in fact, you know, take over the game by himself, why were they allowed to creep back and take the lead in game three before ultimately losing? Why are they even out there doing what they're doing last night, taking over, eventually winning by 8 to the point where at the end of the
ran
game,
away with it.
The bench is in.
Yeah.
If the game is over.
Your third quarter sucks. And your third quarter has sucked in these last two games. Completely. Like, you imploded.
You talking about the Bucks?
No, I'm talking about the Celtics. Oh, the Celtics' third quarters have looked awful in these last two games.
Third quarters have not been great, but the fact is no one is going to be out of either one of these games. And if you had to choose one, I would say, maybe the Bucks don't have that little extra something that's going to allow them to come back from a 14-point deficit like they did in Game 3 last night. What was the biggest lead last night that the Bucks held? And it was a fourth-quarter lead.
12-11?
Yeah. I think it was 11-12. So this is indicative, I think, of what we're going to see now in what is a best-of-3.
Mm.
With the series coming back to Boston tomorrow night, no long layoff this time. You get a chance to see if the Celtics can continue. Heaven forbid, maybe get out to a lead and hold it.
Yeah.
But is this what is going to be required of them against this Bucks team? Because with Giannis, he's going to get his points. He's going to get his points on, you know, every single quarter and, you know, most possessions. If he's got the ball, just how much damage are you willing to inflict upon yourself in while he gets those 2 points or his and one to go along with it?
Right.
You know, you've got to kind of like steady yourself and almost play it slowly because he's going to get his. How tough do you want to make it on yourself to come back in these games and hopefully win 2 out of the next 3? We'll take your calls here. 617-779-0985. Celtics winners last night over the Bucks, 116-108 to tie the series at 2-2. Taking your calls here on Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak. Here's a question. Yeah. Does that attract the female or the male?
Bertrand.
That seems unlikely just based on you don't think a turkey can go that fast.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Here's Marcus Smart. Offensive end. Dribbling with his left hand. Shovel to Horford. Up fakes the 3. Drives around Giannis. Gets to the rim. Flushes hard with the right hand. Score to the foul. And the Celtics can take the lead, riding the broad shoulders of the rejuvenated fountain of youth, Al Horford.
What the heck was that? Al comes in, dunks the basketball, and gets as excited as I've seen Al ever. Ever. You just had a new baby. Somebody can give that man a damn cigar.
Al's, man, we love Al. He's one of these, the best vet we've ever had. He's the best vet I've ever had. You know, he comes in and it never changes with him. You know, if things are going bad or good, he's going to be him. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to work out in our favor. So we were very, very much needed of him. And he came through big for us and helped us secure this win tonight.
You know what's funny? I bet Al Horford likes this song.
Man walks down the street with my head and hanging low.
It's just, you know, he's an old soul. Yeah. You know, likes the old late 80s Paul Simon. Why not?
I bet his sister likes it.
Hey.
No, she finally speaking on Twitter yesterday.
That's my homie.
Oh, you know Anna?
Yes, I do.
Stop it.
That's my homie.
Boy, she went quiet for a while. Now she's back.
Yeah, she's back.
Anna Horford, right?
Yeah, Anna Horford. Yeah. Maz was retweeting her last night.
That's she doesn't all I saw like it. A lot. I think you can count yourself in a small group of Boston media people that she does like.
Oh, really?
I don't think she.
Oh,
likes.
She hates the Boston people. Yeah,
oh,
media.
No, her and I, we're cool.
Well, I'm saying that count yourself lucky because okay. I think she hates everybody else. Leroy Irvin in today, Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beatles. So Leroy made a great point during the break. I want you to reiterate it about Al Horford's play, how he treated situations with Giannis, and what you looked at as being like the trickle down effect,
yes,
as a result of that with a couple of players in general.
Yeah, the best way I can put this is the Celtics balls dropped yesterday.
They dropped their nuts.
They did.
Yeah.
Now, what I saw was when Al Horford got dunked on by Giannis
third quarter.
Yes, third quarter.
Third quarter.
About 11 minutes left in the quarter. He gets dunked on. Giannis is talking his thing. He's staring him down. He's looking at him. He's grilling him. He's mean mugging. And Al Horford just gives the, yeah, okay.
That's not typical Al. And it's funny because you mentioned Ann Horford, because then she went to Twitter and said, basically, I don't remember word for word, but like, uh-oh.
I know that face.
I know that face. Know that face. He's pissed. Yeah. He's pissed.
That's when she woke up.
Here's the deal. What did you notice from the Celtics after that? Think about it. Giannis tried to sun Jaylen Brown by putting his arm around him.
Get off me.
Jaylen, get off me. Ooh, I loved it.
The Marcus Smart mix up.
That's right. Marcus Smart
trying to help him up.
You want to play around? I'm out of here.
Yep, F you. I'm out.
The Celtics can be a little cute at times. Hardy, you were mentioning before we went to break, you know, maybe they have a habit of letting go of leads. Yeah, I know that, because they take their foot, they take the foot off the gas,
yep,
and they play a little cute. Last night, their balls dropped, and I think they're coming back as grown men who don't give a damn about being cool with you, who don't care about being friends with you. Enough is enough. Maybe they're just tired of seeing the Bucks for four games
KG'd
in a row.
No, like they KG'd it.
Yeah.
And this is it's a finesse team, and that's what frustrated me. You know, for the growth of especially the two young guys. This is why I like Jaylen Brown so much better than Tatum. And everybody gets on me like, where's your Brown? Yeah. Because Brown plays with that edge, mm-hmm, and I want them all to play with that edge. I think we know Marcus Smart can play with that edge. Like, he's that's in him. He has that trigger. But Brown's a nasty player. Yeah. I think he'll go at you, and you just want to see that more from Tatum.
Oh, yeah.
And Al's a nice guy. Al's been in the league for so long, and you just think he's like this gentle giant. Last night, he was no gentle giant. He was a force.
Oh, yeah.
That's big. It's big for this team.
And
maybe that adds to it. Go ahead, Art.
Anna's tweet last night, it was after the fact, but she still screen grabbed it after the Giannis dunk, and he was mean mugging, you know, Al a little bit. And he got teed up after that,
yes,
I think, for the taunt.
Yep.
And Al Horford's walking away, and you can, it's tough to tell because he wears the mouth guard. And he's like, all right. And Anna said, this is where the Bucks effed up. I know that look. He was pissed. So, to your point, Leroy, Jaylen Brown, after I don't know exactly what happened when he was going in for the dunk and he ended up missing the dunk, but it looked like Giannis maybe even gave him a little, you know, back of the hand tap to the nether regions there.
I thought he got his hand, but I think it was the motion to go down low.
There was something that Jaylen really, really didn't like about it. And I'm sure it's, you know, it's not too inside basketball, but there was something on that drive where Giannis did something that was out of line, and Giannis tried to come over to him, put his arm around his shoulder, and Jaylen did the, get off me. We're not doing this right now.
Yep.
Marcus Smart and Giannis get entangled up underneath the Celtics basket, and as they're both tangled up, and Marcus, to his credit, tries to help him up. Giannis gives him the kind of the half-hearted, you know, kick at him. At some point there, it's weird. It's like he takes his hand at first.
He won't move his leg.
But he won't do it. And then Marcus gives him the, you know what? F you then.
Look at that. He tried to down. Look at it. When you put your hand, I could, so I can't walk over to you and put my hand on your neck.
Yeah, you could.
No,
I
can't.
You know.
No. If I say, hey, we got to talk,
yeah,
and
could.
I put my hand on your neck.
Yeah.
That's what a father does. My father used to do that to me. He used to say, when I got in trouble, I did something I wasn't supposed to do, or he wanted to explain something
to
me.
Listen,
yeah,
to me.
Focus. Yeah. Look at me. You don't do that to another grown man. And I'm glad Jaylen Brown had that response and didn't play the whole humble role.
And by the way, Leroy, you should put your hand on Zoe when you walk behind him. It's like walking behind a horse. You should put one hand gently but firmly on one of his hind quarters.
Watch that horse race the other
to
day,
let
Leroy?
Him know
that
you are behind
Badass.
Him. Otherwise, he could rear back and he might hurt you without even meaning to.
Right, right.
It's just just safety.
I gotta say this about Zoe.
What?
Zoe, you have been the same since day one, since I met you. And a matter of fact, I bet you don't remember the first time we met.
Save it. I want to get to some of these calls. See if you can remember it.
Yeah.
Let's get to your calls on the Celtics here. It's also my way of I don't know that I want to hear it. Nick in the car.
It's
you're on with Hardy and Zoe and Leroy. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Leroy. Nice to see you on the show. I like you much better on 98.5 personally, but sure. I actually had.
Oh wait, why is that? Whoa! What? Those other ones talk too much, don't they?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the.
Stop it!
Let's talk about the Celtics. And you want to start infighting with another station? Just let it go.
My two takeaways for yesterday was first, I noticed that Smart finally figured out that he could really take some of their smaller point guards, mainly Hill. And he started taking advantage of Connington a little, but then he jaded a three in his eye. So, and the other thing was Giannis, is he like now Joel Embiid, where he just gets overly gassed in these games and taking time at the field goal throw line? And it's getting to be excessive. I'll hang up and listen to
you. Yeah, well, that's...
They had the rest of it, that 5:07 mark, and that's when there was a four-point deficit. And Giannis is looking up at the board and like, okay, they've got to rest him for the stretch run here.
Right.
But did it get too far away from him there?
I think it did. And there is a clock on the free throw line, and man, he milks it. But I'm not, put it this way, I'm not hanging my hat on the notion that Giannis is going to run out of gas at some point in this series. He's too fit. He's too good. He's too big. He's too athletic. Do not count on Giannis running out of steam and that being the difference in this series. I don't think it's going to go that way. I think if the Celtics end up winning this thing, it's going to be the result of more contributions from more guys than what the Bucks can offer up right now.
I understand
roster is constituted.
The Embiid point, I've said that multiple times. Like, I watch Philly at the end of games. Like, he looks gassed. Like, he's got hands on the knees. That whole team, I think, is out of shape.
Let's go to John in Rhode Island on the Celtics. What do you got, John?
Yeah, guys, great game. And finally, the Celtics took the ball into the hole. The entire series, they've been so intimidated. You know, they do the drive, they kick it out, and we know the three is a big part of the
game. They live and die by it.
You have to control the paint. You have to be able to score in there. And Al, the whole series, has been dishing the ball back. And I texted a buddy of mine during the game. I go, did Al forget how to dunk? And last night, when he took that ball inside, how many times did Tatum take it in after that? Marcus Smart took it to the hole. And that's what they need to do, because everyone's going to take the threes, both teams, the whole league. But if you establish that inside, they were letting Brooke Lopez intimidate them and Giannis. I mean, Giannis is the most physically imposing player since Shaq in this league.
He is, but do you blame him for not wanting to go to the hole when Brooke Lopez is standing there? That guy's a monster.
Right.
I don't blame them. I love it when Marcus Smart does it, but he's also got a clear lane to get to the rim. And Marcus had another beautiful left-handed layup last night. I was half expecting him to, you know, turn around, look at the left hand. He did in the Brooklyn. This is my favorite moment of the Brooklyn series when he's looking at it and Jaylen Brown comes over and he's staring at it like, what is that magic left hand you've got? He did it again last night. But he had the lane.
Yeah.
It was one quick fake to the right. He ends up getting around the point defender, and then he gets in. Great. Good. Don't be afraid of it. But don't be dumb about it either.
Yeah.
If Lopez and or Giannis are anywhere near down low, leave it alone. You got no business trying to shoot over, under, around, or through those guys. It's going to be tough enough as it is. If it's there, take it. Don't be afraid of them coming over and giving help at the last second. Mm-hmm. But don't challenge somebody who is already established there. That's lunacy. I don't think there's anything to be gained by doing that.
But you know the other part as far as them driving to the basket? Sometimes, whether you make the shot or not, even if it gets blocked, force the refs to call fouls. Because we already know, Giannis in general, to me, he is a reckless player. And it is part of why, Zoe, you were mentioning early, let's not talk about the refs or anything like that. But it's part of the story, especially with Giannis, because he is so reckless. We know he is a huge part. He is the reason why the Bucks succeed.
Yeah. You float outside, you launch threes. They're going to eat the whistle.
Right.
Like, there's no contact.
But then if you keep going, at some point, the refs got to say, listen, we got to call something. If he's being reckless, we got to do it. So, I mean, I wouldn't be totally afraid to stay away from the paint. Obviously, they went towards the paint last night, late in the game. But, even in game 5, don't be afraid to go to the paint. Force the refs to make the calls.
All right. We'll continue with your calls on the Celtics here. 617-779-0985. Leroy Irvin in today on Zolak and Bertrand with Beetle out. And the Celtics have tied the series with the Bucks, 2 games each. Game 5 tomorrow night. We have another Game 5 tonight with the Bruins. We'll get to that a little bit later, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Rigmarole.
I don't think I can say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Wes Matthews trying to dislodge him as the ball comes into Smart. He finds Tatum against Matthews. Shot clock at 10. Tatum, right-hand dribble drive. Pulls up top of the circle. Now steps to his left. Gets knocked down. Scoops up a crazy shot. And it goes in off the window as Tatum fell down.
Let's get back to the calls here. 617-779-0985. Celtics with a huge win last night. Just in a huge game from Al Horford. And as Leroy said, it I think led by example to both Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, who I don't think needed it as much, but certainly Jason Tatum, mm-hmm. who looked at times during that game, up until the, you know, they cut it significantly into the lead. The nicest way of saying it is frustrated. The mean way of saying it is uninterested.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not interested in, you know, having to work for all these points and work this hard. And, you know, I'm supposed to just go out here and score 24 without even really trying. It got him reengaged,
mm-hmm.
and I think it gave the team a very, very clear-cut example after Game 3 when they came back. And again, in Game 4 last night, we're not out of this series. Despite what the scoreboard is in a given game, we have enough on this team, and they don't have enough to stop each one of us if we all engage and we all start playing hard on every single possession.
You know, knocked down some big threes was Derek White. Like, that's a guy, like, you close your eyes when he shoots at times, going back to the last series or even at the beginning of this one. Like, oh, and the other day, finally hits one.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't shoot a lot yesterday, but the ones he took, they were big shots when you were trying to climb back into this game. So, you know, it's not, you know, lose sight that, you know, he was a big part of that comeback last night when Tatum really didn't have it.
Right.
You know, in that third quarter.
It was good to see Derek White with some confidence.
Yeah.
Yes. Confidence.
Take the shot.
And then Hardy, as far as Tatum, I agree with everything you said. I think the word is he pouts.
He does.
You know, it's like a kid who, I always bring this up. I don't know if you guys deal with AAU basketball.
Done. Okay. I advise never let your kid play it.
I agree.
It's the worst. AAU, the AAU culture is so bad.
All right, so then Zoe, tell me if I'm wrong. A lot of AAU players, they are on these souped up teams.
Yep.
And so they're used to getting what they want. When they face adversity, they pout. Yeah. Instead of looking at themselves and saying, I got to do better, they stop pointing the finger at everybody else. Or they might even switch a team and go play for somebody else. To some degree, I love Jason Tatum. He is the future. He is now. But he has some of that in him. Hey, it's not going my way. I can't figure it out. Yep. I'm getting pushed around. I'm going to stop pouting.
Yeah, I mean, it took Al to sort of flip that switch for him.
He's like, the father figure.
Go to the bucket. Go to the bucket. And maybe Ime's part of that too, in the huddles. He had a good timeout.
And some
towards
the end
of that game.
Some of that is experience, I think, for Al Horford. He's been through enough playoff series where he knows he came into this prepared. Now it's a different game.
Mm.
You know, we're going to be facing defensive pressure, the likes of which you only see here and there throughout the regular season. Mm-hmm. Tight games, end of quarters, stuff like that. Now it's pressure throughout the entire 48. So he's prepared for it. Tatum should know. But I think he needed to be reminded and also shown that that's okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. We can apply the same pressure. And if we just start flipping the script a little bit here, not trading twos, but maybe trading our threes for their twos, or heaven forbid, getting a couple of stops in a row and converting on the other end,
yeah.
those 12-point deficits can be erased very, very quickly. All right, we'll go back to the phones here. Let's start with Bill on Cape Cod on the Celtics. Go ahead, Bill. What do you got for us?
I have a problem with the Euro step. I don't know where, I guess it came from Europe, but we don't play in Europe. And if you're 7 feet tall, you can hop, skip, and jump to the basket.
Yeah.
Hey, Al did it. Everybody's bitching about Giannis. Big Al did it, not this past game, but the last game. Like right down the lane, three steps.
It's amazing the amount of ground that Giannis and Al can cover in those three steps. The Euro step,
it's been going on forever.
Yeah.
It's 15 feet. It's from the foul line to the hoop, you know? But that's all they need.
Giannis's drop step in the paint, I don't know how you combat it. I mean, that drop step, it's as violent, as explosive as any that you've seen from a big guy.
You think Giannis is a dirty player, Leroy?
I think he's reckless, but he doesn't. He gets rewarded for it, so he doesn't know. I don't think he's not a dirty player. He's just reckless.
Here's what I think. That's classic Felker. You ask the question so you can give your own answer. Here it is. I think he gets punished for his size.
Oh, stop.
No. Punished in terms of people saying he's dirty. I think he plays the game the same way a lot of good players do, but because of his size, his movements, and whether he's just dipping his shoulder a little bit, whether it's a drop step, it has an effect on a defender that a smaller player, it doesn't have the same effect. If he turns around and bumps into somebody, they might go flying just because of his size.
I don't think we're dealing with Bill Laimbeer here. I think he pushes it, like the stuff with Brown or the Marcus Smart thing. But he is so, like, once it happens, I think he's so apologetic. Like, hey, we're okay here. I didn't mean to do that. He's not.
He's a big guy.
He's not Kevin Garnett. He's not Bill Laimbeer.
If he's 4 inches shorter and has 20 pounds less muscle, that same player makes the same moves, and it doesn't have the same devastating effects on the defenders because it's a difference of getting hit by an SUV or getting hit by a Prius. Now, you know, that's it.
I'll give him credit for this. He doesn't quit on any plays. But what happens is, if you're a baller, and I don't care what level you're on, if you play ball, you know that there are certain plays that it kind of crosses the line because you can end up injuring somebody or even injuring yourself. He doesn't have that filter. So he just goes full force all the time. And most people who either play or are watching are saying, yo, that wasn't necessary. And you're going to end up hurting someone or hurting yourself. And I'm sorry, Hardy. This dude, I said it before, I'll say it again.
What?
Giannis is the greatest fullback in NBA history. don't tell me he doesn't know what he's doing when he's backing someone. So he dips the shoulder
I love watching it.
He doesn't.
It's not football.
It's not football, but it's so different than the AU culture of finesse. Let's step back. Let's launch threes. And it's what I love about LeBron when LeBron was in his prime. The power. I like watching the power.
But you're a football guy.
But this is why, Jalen Brown, I think, could be a football player.
He doesn't know his own strength. He's an innocent Grecian. You know, he's a visitor in our country.
It's too late for that. Come on, he's been in the league for a minute. The problem is the NBA allows him to do it. So now it's at a point they can't turn around and cut back. If you look back at
it's so unique.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to. They want superstar performances. That's the other thing. The NBA isn't about to put shackles on one of their superstars. Are you kidding? That's what people tune in for.
They do, but then you have the playoff. You have a season like now, a postseason like now, where fans, not just fans, you got journalists, national personalities coming out and saying the integrity of the game is being disrespected by not making, I kid you not.
The national guys, you're getting a lot of that now.
Mike Wilbon.
Yeah.
Go look at what he tweeted after game three. The integrity of the game is being disrespected.
It's a travesty.
It's terrible. And that's the problem.
Leroy, he's a unique player. Do you know how you catch a unique rabbit?
How?
You sneak up on it.
Don't laugh.
Don't entertain his
Don't
stuff.
Laugh.
Well, I'm a dad joke guy, so I like corny, dad jokey, just
all
stuff.
Right. In that
so
case,
I'm going to laugh.
Do you know how you catch a tame rabbit?
How?
Tame way.
Tame way, Leroy.
We'll get him with bubbles later.
No, we don't. We have loaded lines. Oh, my God. We got to get to all your calls. We'll get to every single one of them, I promise, right after.
Back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Used to have the trainer slap him before every game.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Slap me, come on. Slap me harder.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's generally a reason why you play songs like this. Is there a reason right now?
What do you mean? East Coast or West Coast?
I didn't have a song.
Me?
You East Coast or West Coast?
Man, I can't lie. I'm kind of a West Coast guy.
It's like we grew up on the East Coast. We're supposed to be like East Coast guys. I like West Coast better.
I like melodic music, man. I do. I'm sorry.
The West Coast seemed to be a little hookier. Just you better hooks.
It's better music.
You
know? Yeah. East Coast a little more angry.
You know, Dre would get up in the morning and compose a beat. One of my favorite lyrics of all time. It makes it sound like he's got like a quill and he's sitting at the piano with right. just reams of parchment. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. Like, you know, he's drawing the treble clef and the lines right. and, you know, it's like, right. or did you just sit down at the Roland and go boom, 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 whatever. He composed a beat.
I'm a music producer too.
Oh.
But I heard that I heard that you do some stuff too. Or you just got.
Oh, he has Tardy's. He makes his own music.
I do silly stuff.
Whatever.
That good morning.
He's playing a humble role.
Excellent.
No. I need to get Al Horford in here to tell you stop playing a humble role, man.
Okay. It worked for the Celtics last night. They get the win over the Bucks. They got it all tied up at two games each. Let's go to Ed in Norwood. Ed, what do you got from us?
Well, I think a couple of things, and real quick, I want to say, where's Peyton Pritchard been? We need him, you know, when we come home. We need his contributions. Also, Grant Williams from the corner. I miss that.
He's been better at home. That's a good question on Pritchard. Pritchard's been better at home. Like, he's missed his open looks here on the road.
How about Grant Williams getting the nod last night with Robert Williams out and being a no-show?
Right.
But
he hits you. He hits those corner threes.
It was too little, too late. Look, they sat him down. You know what the box score was for Grant Williams last night? This is
how many
telling.
Times that guy bitch at a ref?
Okay, so yeah, we're giving credit to Horford. We're giving credit to Jaylen Brown.
Derek White was good yesterday.
Jason Tatum for figuring it out. You know, sooner or later, Marcus Smart, of course. Grant Williams. Minus 17 in the plus minus last night.
Looking at that, yeah.
They had to yank him twice in the first half at times when a starter should not be coming out of the game. And I know he's only started by default last night, but not getting it done early last night. Daniel Tice looking lost at times last night.
Tice was on another planet.
He was a minus 10. The only two minus players on the Celtics last night were Grant Williams and Daniel Tice. A minus 27 combined.
Well, look, I think with Daniel Tice, I got a soft spot in my heart for that dude because he gets no respect. I mean, we all know this. I don't know why.
Worst complainer to the refs.
This is
it's Tatum, Williams, and that guy, Tice.
Leroy.
Tice thinks he gets fouled every time he touches
right, right, exactly.
We're not going to be friends with any of these guys. Well, you're friends with, you know, Anna Horford, I guess. But for the rest of it, I'm not going to be friends with him. I like Daniel Tice. I was happy when they re-signed him. Yeah. I like Grant Williams. Ime Udoka told us a great Grant Williams story last week that made me like him even more. That he's just got these crazy ideas. We said, like what? Like, I should be drawing up plays for him. And the one time I did, he got stuffed at the rim, but it doesn't stop him. So he's, you know, he's, I can do it. I can do it, coach. I can do it. I like him. He didn't play well last night. It was a big spot, and he didn't come through. Who came through last night? Al Horford, and he led by example. Marcus Smart, who I think is always there, and I think he played a good game start to finish. Jaylen Brown, for the most part. Jason Tatum needed to see that the game was not out of hand. Mm-hmm. Al Horford showed him the way. Tatum ends up dropping 30. Meanwhile, Grant Williams, 9 points on the night. He had 4 rebounds, 0 assists. One of your starting guards last night had 0 assists.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. That can't happen.
I agree.
Your forward last night, your starting power forward last night, did not record an assist in the game. That can't happen.
Again, I'm going to get to Grant Williams. Tice, again. I call him Tice Dangerfield. If you don't know who Rodney Dangerfield, he gets no respect. So I'm going to put him over there. But with Grant Williams, here's the deal. To me, Grant Williams represents the biggest issue I have with the Celtics in general. And that is, they're hard-headed. I know you got to give the Bucks credit for disrupting the way that the Celtics play. But then there are some things that you look and you watch the team, you watch Grant Williams, and you say, man, you do a phenomenal job at X, Y, and Z. Why are you getting away from what works? The Celtics do the same thing. They do a phenomenal job when they are passing the rock around and they're making it swing. And then they just get away from it.
Yeah.
It really doesn't have much to do with what the Bucks are doing on defense. You got to give them some credit, but there are some things it's just, why are y'all getting away from what works?
But sometimes that extra pass, it seems like they're doing it, you know, getting a little too cute at times. There are other times they went for the extra pass a couple of times last night, Zoe, and I'm like, you just had the shot. It may not be the guy you want shooting the ball every time, but you need uncommon players to step up at times, and they're going for the extra pass a couple of times last night. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah, no, you just had an open shot. You had a really good look.
Yeah.
You go ahead and take that. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with guys taking wide open looks, especially if the ball's already been passed twice.
In a weird way, I thought Smart passed up a couple where like, ooh, take that three.
Yeah.
And he looked, because I think it's, he knows Tatum's coming down his left side, and I got to get the ball to Jason.
Careful what you wish for.
He's getting, yeah, but.
He'll take him.
Yeah.
Brandon in Boston, what do you got, Brandon?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my phone call. So I just want to say the Celtics are reverting back to bad habits on defense. You know, when you double Giannis, he's either going to put you in foul trouble, or he's going to kick it out to the three, or there's Lopez or Bobby Portis for a dunk or a layup. You know, they have to do the let Giannis eat rule. You worry about everybody else on the three and let Giannis do his thing, because, you know, when you double team him, you're going to be in trouble. So I just want to say that, that we're reverting back to
non-defended threes.
Going to lose the series.
Yeah, you're right. No, they knocked down too many non-defended threes last night. And that's when that lead got away from them. Yeah, you're not playing your defense.
I'm just saying you don't want to get in foul trouble. If they won by the skin of their teeth, you know, you can't have Jaylen Brown with 5 fouls sitting. You know what I mean? That team was in foul trouble. I'm surprised they even won that game, to be honest. But, you know, they have to stop doubling Giannis and let him just do his thing and worry about everybody else. Because
I think there's something to that, Brandon. Honestly, he's going to get his points.
Yeah. But here's the thing. When I was listening to Brandon, and maybe the Celtics, we talked about them possibly being tired, or the Bucks being tired. Maybe the Celtics are tired too, because in game two, and just over the last few months, the Celtics have done a really good job of fighting through screens so that there is no switch and they're not getting to someone late or anything like that. They're not fighting through the screens at all. And I'm like, this is not winning basketball. You guys have already shown that if you don't double Giannis and you fight through, you'll do pretty good. Giannis will have his, but just make sure that the others aren't getting theirs. But now it's like, listen, hey, the switch is automatic.
Right.
And I don't understand. And maybe it's because they are tired. Maybe that is an issue.
All right, let's step aside here momentarily. No commercials, and then right back to your phone calls on the Celtics from last night, 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.